Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to Creating a Mindset for Success, Season 3. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Karonda Glover, and we're going to be changing things up a bit today. Today is Monday, so we're going to discuss 10 ways to make your Monday morning better. You know it's that time again, Monday morning. The weekend is over, and Saturday is officially not coming back. Your alarm clock is just getting into a five-day groove and sleeping is no longer a viable option. So I got a few tips here to help you make it through the day and to make your Monday mean more. Number one, get up earlier. If you really want to change your Monday mindset, start as you mean to go. Try waking up 10 minutes earlier and slow your morning routine down. You know, no more brushing your teeth in the shower or doing your makeup on the train or in the car. Can only be a good thing. Multitasking, you know, is overrated anyway. Hint, hint, little joke. Number two, get up later. Okay, you skip number one. Turns out you're not much of a morning person. That's cool. We all have different strengths, you know. If yours involves a snooze button, a flannel wash, and a mad dash to the station, who are we to judge? Take full advantage of any flexible working offers offered. If they're not, then hey, there's always a late shift. Number three, eat breakfast. The nutritional mental benefits of the day's first meal are well documented. What isn't quite as well documented is just how easy a gourmet breakfast can be on the go. You know, there's brioche, baps, bagels. Let's face it, bacon practically cooks itself. Number four, don't go back to sleep. I know you feel like you can't function without an extra half an hour doze on the way into, you know, Charing Cross, change it. You'll only end up waking up in a foul mood, possibly covered in a puddle of your own triple. Fight the temptation to slip into slumber and you'll feel better for it. The person who sits next to you certainly will. Number five, make more of your commute. For those of you who do go out and do a 9-to-5, even if you do work from home, I do advise yourself to go out and have like a regular routine. You know, you get up first thing in the morning, do your prayer, your morning meditation, eat your breakfast, get dressed, put on your makeup, do your hair, go out and drive around the block if you need be to come back to the house, because that's going to be your office. And I'll also give you some set of, normalcy. Because you're always at home and working from home, entrepreneurs, it can be kind of hard to stay on task and to make it seem like, you know, you're working, literally working from home. So try that every morning. You know, make yourself a little 5-minute commute, you know, around in a circle, around a neighborhood somewhere and come back home. That way to give you a little bit, some sense of normalcy. Okay, make more of your commute is number five. If you're bored on a bus, why not put your sudden lack of stimulation to good use? Read a book you've always put off, or learn a new skill while you're stuck in traffic. Number six, make someone's day. Random acts of kindness are cool, also surprisingly easy. So buy the next person in line a coffee or pay the cashier a compliment. It will make you feel good and it will make them feel good too. It's basically science. Number seven, make Monday your cheat day. My diet starts on Monday. This is a common refrain, often uttered by unrealistic people. But face facts, if you're trying to battle the Monday blues, the last thing you need is a few ropey bits of kale and a cup of soup. Eat like a king on Monday and make your diet Tuesday's problems. Number eight, remind yourself about other successful Mondays. Successful things that have happened on a Monday. Man first walked on the moon. The UK's first cinema opened. The Death Star was blown up. Probably. The list is practically endless. Just think of it this way. If Mondays never existed, there would be no lifts. And worse, there would be no bullseyes. Both invented on a Monday. Remember that the next time you're running late for a rooftop meeting from Jim Bowen. With Jim Bowen. Number nine, put things into perspective. And number 10, find a Monday happy place. The surefire way to ensure your Monday morning morale remains high is to make it stand out. Think of all the things which make you happiest and find ingenious ways to work them into your day. Well, I thank you all for joining in today to another Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover. I hope you enjoyed the 10 ways to make your Monday morning better. All right, you all, have a happy week. I will be speaking back with you again tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And you all, remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.